welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damian.
And this is Douglas.
It's business as usual here. Douglas is back from his trip in New York. And we're going to be going through, like as usual, what we watch this week. We'll be doing our top five animated films. Then we'll be doing news trailers. And then we'll be reviewing Paprika. But before we do that, I wanted to ask, has everyone here seen the finale for True Blood?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
All right, so can we have like a little discussion on True Blood Season 2?
Sure.
So if you haven't seen True Blood Season 2, or you're still not yet to see the finale, you might want to tune out for a little while.
And you might also not want to watch Season 2 of True Blood.
Oh, I really liked it.
I know you wouldn't.
I liked how they incorporated, even though I do feel to an extent the whole Church of the Sun stuff was a lot of a waste of time, because all it really did to the effect was bring about the connection with Eric and Suki. That's the real only end game it gave us.
Gave us Godric, and he's powerful.
No, but we didn't know about Godric before, and Godric is gone. So cut that out, and nothing is broken.
So you're saying this season 2
no, I'm
had
saying
a lot of filler.
Yes, it did.
Okay.
But I enjoyed the filler all the same, I must say. I mean, Bill Compton went, Suki's man, all that, which I like.
He did that in the first season. A far more entertaining first season, I might add.
And I mean, I always never liked Marianne, but I liked how the last episode ended everything. And then, as usual, in true blood style, cliffhanger.
Of course.
So, Douglas, what did you think of True Blood Season 2?
What I thought of True Blood Season 2? I liked it. I didn't care if it had anything of what do you call it, filler?
No, it was filler.
You know what? Exactly, it filled me. Okay. It was entertaining. I don't watch a TV show because it has like points, like strong points that happen, and nothing is like,
and
you know.
You don't like silly things like explanations and.
No, I like explanations, but I don't need. I don't need
continuity,
there was continuity in this thing, but what you're saying is that it's not cool for the show to just have some cool stuff in there too, and I'm
but
okay,
it wasn't cool.
Well, I thought it was cool.
You thought the Church of the Sun thing was cool?
I thought it was fine. Yeah,
okay.
I thought it was
cool.
Whether it was,
I enjoyed all of those episodes. I enjoyed them.
And so it took us 4 episodes and a week of none. We had 1 week where there was no episode last year.
Mm-hmm.
For a cow to kill some chick.
Oh, you see, that's your problem. Your problem is
I'm concerned with the major enemy.
Yeah, exactly. No. All you're concerned with is this one thing that happened.
He's moving.
But there's
along.
A lot of other things that happened that were really cool. At the
yes,
same time.
Like them jumping the shark, having vampires fly out.
That was awesome. Eric can
he
fly.
He turned into Superman.
Okay.
And he could fly and decided not to fly in and see.
I imagine.
Godric.
I just have to say that I imagine in that scene when you saw him fly off. That when he went out of frame, he became a bat.
No, but that doesn't happen.
You see, in the first season when they were explaining what these vampires could and could not do, there was no mention of them flying.
No mention of them not flying.
I think actually said that they couldn't fly.
I'm not going to go back and check because I'm a busy person. However, they did say that they don't turn into bats. And then he flew away. And that was that.
Exactly.
Now he flies. And
yes, he does.
One thing that I thought was kind of odd was when they... For me, was when Marianne said that Tara called her and they pulled back to season 1. And you were just like, really? That's what brought you here?
That's what writers do when they don't have a clue what they're talking about. They have to make a link. So they made one. Andrew, you think this is how I met your mother with the plan sheet ahead? No. This is lost.
Like, I would have been okay if she was like, yeah, I was just walking through the town and I decided to stop here.
So I guess I'm the only person that doesn't like season 2.
Are you going to be seeing season 3 when it comes around?
Probably.
Okay.
I'm going to give it like 2-3 episodes and hope for. I mean, honestly, they set up the whole Church of the Sun thing and then they wrapped it up in one episode. And then for the next 4 or 5 episodes, it was just Marianne possessing people, and that was it. Every single episode was the same thing. There's nothing moving forward, and how they killed her, really, that's the best they could come up with. Seriously, she's supposedly a god.
I do think that whole scenario of how to kill her was really ridiculous.
She's supposedly a god, and all he had to do was punch his horns through. Why didn't Bill just punch through her chest and take
her? I know the reason. It's stupid, but I know the reason.
What is the reason?
As they explained, mm-hmm. when Bill went to the Queen, right. which I think she was an awesome role.
Okay.
I can't wait to see what they do with that character.
You're just like Evan Rachel Wood.
That is true.
I have to say, I understand why.
Fair enough.
The woman was saying that she believes she's a god, and what she wants in life after all of these years is to die.
Mm-hmm.
And she believes the only way to die is via this other god coming, which all she knows is a horned god.
So why would that prevent Bill from punching through her heart and tearing it out?
What they're saying. You're just, you know,
her heart will grow back.
Stop.
I'm introducing logic. Huh?
Yeah. So you're not introducing logic. You're introducing like real life logic. You're not introducing logic.
True blood logic.
Based in the world that is true blood. And if you think about it, right? Mm. What she was saying was that everything in this world is what they are because they believe.
Mm.
Magic. Them to be that,
right?
Hey, you're really complaining about magic in a world with vampires and changes.
Is what they said. At some point they said it was magic.
And so if you have enough, essentially what she's saying is if you have enough faith, blind faith maybe, whatever, but enough faith,
mm-hmm.
that you are this thing, then you are that thing.
Right.
And if your faith is that the only way you can die is if this thing happens, then if that thing happens, then they can die. So that's exactly what happened. Bill and Sam tricked her into believing that she thought, the only scenario she thought she could die was occurring, and therefore she allowed herself to die.
What I am saying is, right, she's clearly not fast, because she's not a runner, and she cannot fly, right? And vampires are very strong. Why didn't Bill punch her in the heart?
Did you
not see the bullet?
That's what I was about to bring up,
by the way.
The bullets bounced off of her.
Again.
Because she believed that she was stronger than this bullet. Therefore, she believed that she's stronger than all these vampires. So when a vampire comes and punches her, she's going to be like,
oh, scratch.
Yeah.
So that's how we're doing.
I'm not saying that it's
makes
very...
sense.
It makes sense, but it's very crazy.
Mm-mm, it doesn't make any sense.
It makes sense in True Blood's world.
For the there's 5 episodes after the Church of the Sun thing that seriously nothing happened. It was just this crazy chick running on orgies for 5 episodes straight. Seriously, what exactly happened in those 5 episodes? It was Marianne turning, running the town.
I was entertained.
What's the new vampire that Bill is taking care of? What's her
Jessica.
Name?
Jessica. Right.
Jessica and the dude. Hoyt. That was interesting. Suki and the lightning touch madness was interesting. Still not, never explained. Right. The brother is somehow stupider now than he ever was.
Yeah, he really has gotten extremely unintelligent, I have to say.
They could have given me one orgy episode. Right? Kill Marianne. Have what's his name? The guy that owns the bar.
Marlott.
Yeah.
Sam Marlott.
Have Sam go and look for his real parents. And there could have hurried. So all of that filler along, I didn't need that. It was really, but it was never interesting. They had interesting points. It's an hour long show. They're better than it. Well, they were. I didn't enjoy it. And the finale was far from grand. They just gave us a cliffhanger and went moving right on.
But they did the same thing in season one.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, but at least there is a serial killer in season one. There's something epic happening. This time, a cow.
Hold on. So you're saying I'm talking about the cliffhanger, but
I'm talking about the entire episode. I know they're going. It's a series, of course. They're going to give you some reason to continue watching it, but I wasn't as entertained as you guys. I don't know.
But here comes a question I really want to ask: can we guess who took Bill away?
I really believe at this point,
aliens.
To tell you the truth, I believe that it's a character yet to be named. I bet you.
Because I mean, they're pointing to Eric, like, but
no, it's that's not too Eric. Easy. What they're doing is what I hate about a lot of TV shows. They're going to bring in a completely new character that you know nothing about and just say, "Oh yeah, I should have known it was him."
I hope there's the Loch Ness monster, aliens. I hope Chuck Norris shows up. I mean, once them start this madness. People only die when they believe they can die. And I just want to see them come up with a better enemy. That's what I want. I want them to try and find a better enemy than Marion. Like Jesus, the saint of killers. That's what I want.
Okay, well, I guess that's all.
It's you two are fans and I'm not.
Moving on to what we watch this week. Let's start out with Douglas.
Oh, God damn it. okay, what did I watch this week? I watched Taking Woodstock, which, if you look from a technical point of view, was a really good movie.
So you enjoyed this movie?
No, I did not. The directing I thought was pretty good, except, I don't know if this is much a direction flaw as it is maybe an editing or some sort of post-production process, but there were a lot of scenes where there were split screen and that was really annoying. But other than that, the direction was good, the acting was good, solid acting, but the movie was not very entertaining. I felt as if it didn't focus much. It kind of took on this broad story where there was one thread in the middle of it, which was Dimitri Martin's thread, which was his relationship with his parents, and how that plays out, and that was the central thread to the movie. But at the same time, they had all of these other things in there garbled as well, that kind of, it felt as if they were meant to be a larger part of the film, but at the same time they didn't amount to much. Almost like you and your fillers.
Very much.
And that really didn't do it for me. So I didn't really enjoy this movie. What else did I watch? I watched a new series. I shouldn't call it a new series. A new series to me. One season is already finished. Another is about to begin or has begun. It's called How Not to Live Your Life. Is a British show. Andrew doesn't like it. I forced him to watch the first episode tonight and he was not very pleased. Yeah. I don't know why, because it's an awesome TV show and I did hear him laugh a few times.
No, it had a couple good jokes, but I think it went a little too far at points. Like, it just played the joke too much.
Yeah, but that's the first episode. Episodes are never that great. Also, it does get better. Anyway,
okay.
The show is really funny. I think there is one part of the show that, though I like it, I understand if people would not like it. It is a bit, it's a bit of a novelty, the way they do this thing that in the middle of an episode, he'll be in the middle of a conversation, the main character, and he'll have to say something or do something, and right before he does, they'll pause the frame, and then you'll see writing come up to say something like, five things that you should not do at this point. And then it goes through the five things that he shouldn't do.
Yeah, that's the joke.
And they do it throughout the series. But at the same time, it works more in the later episodes.
Yeah, I hope they find the funnier jokes. Because some of those jokes that I played in the first episode, no.
No, but it's an enjoyable show. It's not the greatest thing in the world, but I really like it. And you guys should go check it out. I think what's his name? Dan something, that both writes and stars in it. Very funny guy. Other than that, I don't know, I watched Dollhouse, but did I talk about that?
No,
I did not. I've watched Dollhouse, and I have to say, it's okay. It's pretty decent, except for that episode that didn't air. No, that shit was amazing. That was high-class stuff. Oh, episode number 13.
Saw all of it.
Yeah, I saw all of it, because Andrew got the Blu-ray. So I just kind of...
two episodes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That Eliza Dushku girl, she cannot act.
I wouldn't say she can't act, but she's not...
Art, she cannot act.
She's not Meryl Streep.
No. I'm with Damien. She can't act that
well. She's supposed to be playing these different characters, but she's always that person.
She's herself. She doesn't know how to stop being herself.
She cannot emote and become other people.
Okay, what do you guys...
want to believe it, but... You know, I mean, the accents don't change.
You know what I'd like to suggest to you, even though I know you won't like it anyway, just watch one episode. Oh. One episode of Buffy with her in it. She was in season 2 and 3. No. Just watch one episode just to see her in it. You know, YouTube.
No.
What do you guys think of Will Smith's acting right now? In terms of how good he is.
Pretty decent.
No. All right. Here's the thing with Will Smith. Here's the thing with Will Smith.
But they play it to his
strengths. I think he's a good actor.
Okay.
But I think a lot of people write for him as soon as they know that he's in it.
Okay. So yeah. But you're saying he has some sort of ability.
But
yeah.
It's the same thing with Tom Cruise. Okay. I think Tom Cruise is an awesome actor. But in 90% of his films, people write him in his own film, so he just plays himself.
Okay. Now the point I was trying to make was, I know we all... Well, I don't know about you, Damien, but me and you, Andrew, I know we love The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Right.
Have you watched it lately?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
Still funny.
It is still funny. But have you noted the acting skills of one Will Smith in that show? They were poor to horrible. Right? He did not act well in that show. And I know this is just one example, and probably an exaggerated one at that, but... don't judge.
Can overcome.
Yeah, don't judge, especially from a TV standpoint, how well somebody can act. Because in a TV show, you don't need to put on all of that.
It is
like, you know.
Like I did, when I said that she couldn't act, I wasn't saying that to not the entire series, because they've surrounded her with people who, you know, do a far better job at acting than she does. But it is interesting. I've only seen 2 episodes, so I can't speak to the entire series.
Alright, so you'll probably come back next week and say something about it.
Hopefully it gets better. Actually, I honestly don't know what exactly is happening, because at the first 2 episodes, it speaks to the Dollhouse as like a glorified escort service.
Yeah.
But then there's trained killers.
Yeah, it's all sorts of rubbish. However, I have to say to you, there is one episode. It's like 3, 4, or 5. Mm-hmm. No, it's 4, I think. I'm going to say it. Where there's a singer involved.
That's episode 3.
Episode 3. Okay, that show is horrible. Right? You're going to look at that show and say to yourself, "Boy, the shark just got jumped," and I'm not going to watch anything. And no bother with it. Just keep going. Because it does get better.
Watch better series. It's not fair.
Anyways, yeah, Douglas, anything else?
Nothing of major note, no.
Damien?
Alright, so this week I saw 3 little-known films. Not Al Pacino.
Oh, wait, sorry.
Back.
Can I say one more thing that I saw?
Sure.
I watched, because you said Al Pacino, it reminded me, I watched a Robert De Niro movie. What just happened? You love it?
Yeah,
I didn't think it was that great.
I thought it was a really funny movie.
What?
So
I didn't think it was funny at all.
It was awesome.
I was very upset because all the funny parts that were in the trailer that I watched, when I saw it in context, I was just like, that's not that funny.
I was amused.
I enjoyed that movie.
It's a dramatic movie. I thought it was okay.
It wasn't a dramatic movie.
Yeah, it was.
No,
I mean,
it was not.
Some of the situations were kind of ridiculous to the point where I guess you could say, oh, it's funny if you think about it, but not while they're watching it. It's funny as a concept, not as the way that they presented it on screen, and that's how I feel about it.
Shooting the dog in the head thing, and him barely making the picture at the end.
The beard.
And the beard.
Where's my lovable actor, Bruce Willis? Where's he? Oh, there he is, under that beard.
Under the Grizzly Adams beard.
I would venture to say that it was not funny at all.
But I take anything that comes to comedy, I really do listen to, because he likes Dane Cook. I'll not have any recommendations from this youth. I like that movie. You don't like it, that's fine.
Okay.
Right, so I was going to set up this elaborate terrible joke, but I'm just going to skip past that. I saw the three Godfather movies.
Wait, sorry, hang on.
Yes.
Are you saying you saw them for the first time?
No.
Oh. I almost had to kill you.
I wouldn't be here reviewing movies. I think there's some law against it somewhere.
It's Angelo.
On Metacritic, some crazy bastard gave The Godfather 2 a 40.
40 out of what? 20?
Out of 100.
That douchecock.
No.
The question to start out with is, what did he give part 1?
I don't care.
Okay.
No. I don't like all movies, it's fair to say. And I'm sure there's a lot of movies that people adore that I don't like. But let me be very clear. There's nothing... even if you hate The Godfather 2, right? Even if you hate what it stood for, maybe a gangster shot your father and your mother. Maybe you had to escape the gangster life, and it was too close to hire. Whatever the reason is that you found yourself not enjoying the movie, there's no way that movie is a 40%.
Just barely pass.
No.
Actually, in most schools, that's a fail.
No. I started reading this person's review, and I just went, clearly didn't watch
this
movie.
What did he say?
I won't repeat it because you hit me in the face. Clearly he didn't watch this movie. What I don't understand though is people love 1 and 2 and then have very demeaning things to say about part 3. I don't understand. Yes, it is not, you know, I guess as violent as the first two. You know, I don't know. But what is... Do you guys have a problem with 3 as well? Like,
no,
do you talk down about 3?
Not a big problem. It clearly is the worst of the 3.
Yes, but it's like saying... So, the first 2 is like Bills and 3 is a 95.
No, I wouldn't say it's a 95. I'd give 3 about a 70 or an 80 to give it a true.
But why?
I'd give it 85.
But why? I don't want to...
It's just not that great. It's okay, but... Not that great.
What is it that you were expecting?
I actually would blame Joe Mantegna.
Joe Mantegna?
For why I don't like that movie as much.
Why is that?
Please. I don't like his character
that much.
Like, the more or less rival boss who's coming up and trying to take over under Corleone's fingers. No, I didn't really like that character that much.
You just described the storyline for not the Godfather movies, but for a great film called Scarface that is fantastic.
And I always tell people I don't like Scarface as much as people love it. I think it's a good film, but not as good as people rave about
what
it.
What is this you talking about? Right, so we ignore what Andrew said.
What to say to that?
One thing that I want to bring up though is that
Al Pacino used to be a great actor.
Yes, he said this so many times.
No, I don't think you guys understand. Right? Al Pacino used to be phenomenal. Like, out of this world, what the hell happened?
I think he took, just a bad shot of blow one day or something, and it just messed up his head. He said, hooah, once, and that was all over. Yeah.
I like that movie.
When I see him in the movie,
that movie's horrible.
I'm like, it cannot be the same person. Right? It has to be like he must have had a twin brother. Some the real Al Pacino is dead.
So you mean it's a Bobo Hotep storyline?
Right? They flew in some dude from Cuba to clone what was left of Al Pacino. There's just no way that the Al Pacino that exists now is this. It's impossible. Oh, Lord.
What else did you see this week, Damien?
Alright, so I saw Dollhouse as well and True Blood. I'll not speak about any of those. And I saw. What else did I see? I saw Ape Man. It's this anime that I saw.
8 as in the number 8?
8 as in the number 8. This anime I saw a trillion years ago, back when anime was new and wonderful. And it's basically a Bionic Man type story. He has mechanical limbs, which grants him superpowers and some such nonsense. And I remember loving this when I saw it at first, but I saw it on Sci-Fi. And Sci-Fi was good enough to keep some of the content out, because they assumed that small children were watching. But the version I got refused to do so. It was pretty graphic, it was very violent, and I absolutely love it. The Japanese understand action. Like, it is clear now that I don't know what it is that about their culture. I mean, yeah, they have the kung fu or whatever, but they understand how action is supposed
kung fu
to be.
Is Chinese.
I don't give a blank. I mean, it's basic. There's nothing about the story that is particularly interesting or well told or whatever, but they tell a basic story, and then they just cover up all the times that you go, why are they talking with other people and bringing down the story. Nobody cares about the story. That's not why people watch anime, and they realize that very early on. So there's like 15 minutes of exposition and then another hour and 15 minutes of people kicking other people's ass, and it is fantastic. I love it a lot. I also saw a movie that I got from either you or Douglas. Lost Caution.
Oh, that's him.
Right.
I hear that's a bad movie.
No.
I haven't seen it, but I heard bad things about it.
You are quite right, sir.
You totally lifted it up.
Yeah.
And threw it up.
Yeah. So Douglas, you know those nights where you find yourself up and you can't sleep and you just don't know what to do? Lost Caution is the answer. You said to yourself, I want a foreign film to bore me to tears and have absolutely no payoff at the end. I mean, you'll be so angry that you'll pass out. even if you went through the movie and you went, oh, what? At the end of it, you'd be like, and you break a vessel with burst and you fall asleep.
Lost Caution is an awesome movie.
I'm sure it is. For the two dudes that made it.
And Ang Lee.
But no, this is not. I mean, Ang Lee, I already hated him for destroying the Hulk. but he's not making it any easier to like. And I hear that you're saying that taking Woodstock is also,
but that's what most people actually say about taking Woodstock. I read that about it. You know what happened to me? It was a late showing, and it was between that and like a bunch of some other nonsense crap. And I was like, you know what? Maybe they're wrong.
But they were
so,
right.
So just to let you know, Jack in the chat room says, I like the Hulk. Taking Woodstock is pretty good.
Yeah, you see, I understand if somebody really likes it, because technically it's really
okay
good.
To be wrong.
You know? That too.
You can't be right all the time. It's just how the world works.
You're very nice people. No. Anything else you saw, Damon?
I also saw, because you told me that we're having a list of our top 5 animated movies, I went back and I watch is not the right word, because that's not what I did. I skipped to the action scenes. So it's, I won't talk a lot about the movie. So it's Final Fantasy VII, Advent Children, Vampire D, Bloodlust.
Not even the first Vampire.
Like six, 7 DBZ movies. Like fast forward, action scene. Fast forward, action scene. And so I'm going to cheat tonight on my list, but you'll find out when we get to the list. Outside of that, I haven't watched anything good.
Andrew, have you talked about what you watched yet?
No.
Jesus Christ, talk about what you watched quickly. I don't really want to hear it, because I know it's all crap. Come on.
Really? Yes. Alright, this week I saw Forgiven, that film that the guy sent me. Which,
sorry, we're not laughing about the,
I know, the movie. I can't, but
these people outside, you know, that can't see us, they won't figure it out. So I'm just saying it. Because the guy might be listening to our podcast and saying, why are they laughing about my movie? Was it really that bad? No, it's not your movie, dude. I haven't watched a movie yet, okay? I will soon. I'm getting to it. But Andrew's watched a movie and he has something to say.
Which, I have to say, it's a really good film. No, it's not grade A gold. It's nothing that will win Oscars. But there's something really special about this story, and the actors in it are really good. Like, okay. there's this one scene where they finally confront, I won't say exactly what happens, but I can't remember the actor's name, the black dude, the guy who's in the who's in prison and gets released.
Racist.
He's black. What?
Therefore he must be in prison, I understand. Yes.
They talk about that.
Wow.
But there's this one scene, and I think you could compare that scene, his acting in that scene, to Sidney Poitier's best role sometime during that scene.
Okay, so, no, I know I'm about to step on very many toes right there, right? And I know that, you know, this is going to result in a backlash. Okay,
Poitier,
but who here actually thinks Sidney Poitier is like a great actor? Who here has seen that many of his films to say that? I saw your hand wiggle, put the shit down. If it wiggled, there's doubt. Put your hand down. I've seen very many Sidney Poitier films.
Those 5 count.
And I believe I've seen more than 5. And in most of them, he's like,
he plays Sidney Poitier.
He's okay.
He plays
Sidney Poitier. Not like this great man that everybody makes him out to be. Like, I would take Matt Damon over Sidney
Douglas
Poitier.
Do you enjoy being wrong?
I'm not even going to bother to respond. Yes. I let the internet do that for me.
Anyway, the question I was about to ask you was, compared with the last movie you got from these folks, Lovely by Surprise, would it be better,
it's
less
not
good,
it's not as good for me as Lovely by Surprise, but
dear God. I didn't like Lovely by Surprise. Hopefully it's better.
It's a really good film. And a really good story. Another movie I watched this week was The Soloist. I finally sat down and I watched The Soloist, the Robert Downey Jr. and Jamie Foxx film. And I have to say, it's a really indulgent movie.
Indulgent? That's code for crap, I think.
it's not a good film, but it's not bad. One thing that I find is that by watching this, and if you've seen Atonement, you can tell just by seeing a couple shots that this guy does whenever he gets a chance to walk away from just sitting in a room with Jamie Foxx and Robert Downey, that it's Joe Wright directing this film, which I think is a good thing. And I think Jamie Foxx did really well. but Robert Downey not as much for me. I don't know if it's that his character wasn't as well written as he usually is in recent days, or he just was. I didn't like
it. Well, him. You see, the thing and about Robert Downey is, I love the guy to death, but he does nothing but play Robert Downey in his movies.
And just as a side note, Lafayette is in the movie.
Awesome.
From True Blood.
Lafayette is an actual place. I did not know.
Yeah,
that.
You didn't know that.
I didn't know that. Another film I saw this week was Audition. The Takeshi Miike film.
Oh, I know that movie.
It's a
horror movie.
Yeah. But it's not necessarily horror, because it's not scary, but it's the film where the chick tears apart the dude with a piano while. Like, everybody knows that. It's the selling point. It's no longer a spoiler.
I know that movie because you wrote about it on your website.
Yes, I did.
And I saw it. That's what it's from. Okay.
I thought it was a really cool story, but...
I don't do much reading.
I thought it was a really cool story, and I thought it worked well, but... And I think the girl, Asami, was really good how she did her role. But overall, I just call it average and never really want to look at it again.
Fair enough.
Especially because of how hyped up that thing is. As I said, piano wire, like, how hyped up that scene is, it felt kind of lame when you actually see it.
No. You're not getting it again.
I
know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I finished Angel Season 1.
How awesome was that?
By watching it, I want to go back and watch Buffy all over again.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing.
Oh, okay.
Angel Season 1, I think it's not as good as some seasons of Buffy, but I hope it gets better. People tell me it gets better.
Yeah, Angel. The only reason that holds any sort of coolness for me is that the main character actually went to my college. Wow. That's about it.
Okay. Alright, we're moving on to our top 5. Animated films.
Can I start first?
Okay.
Because yes. I know my first movie is going to be somebody else's.
Oh, you bastard.
My first movie of my top 5, not necessarily number 5 or number 1, just one of them, is The Incredibles.
Okay.
Damn it.
I was going to start out by saying I'm making my list a whole non-Pixar list. Pixar is...
That's because you're such a blind follower. I like them, but I'm not like... Pixar must be good.
One.
What the hell is that?
And he just named the recent four.
Yeah.
Anyways, Douglas, what is your list?
just go through? Okay, yeah. Alright. So, we'll go through my list. Sorry, I have it on my phone here. Okay.
Which is what you were laughing at earlier.
Yes, that's what we were laughing at earlier. So, I've got Incredibles here. Also, South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
I didn't think of that.
Love that movie.
That's an awesome movie.
Another movie that I'm not sure if you guys would remember or even think about, The Brave Little Toaster.
Why?
I remember that movie.
I love that movie. Also, another one that some people might say, hey, this is not really an animated film, but I think it is. I think it counts. Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
So not Space Jam.
Yep.
No, not
Space Jam. Okay.
And, of course, one of the big ones, Aladdin.
That's a good movie.
I love Aladdin. And I figured, for an honorable mention, because it was a really awesome film, Shrek number uno.
Realize there's no Pixar on your list, right?
There is one.
The Incredibles.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Never mind. I actually think Shrek 2 is better than 1.
You're stupid. We're moving on.
Well, they're both good, and I love Puss in Boots, but I think I prefer Shrek the first.
Okay. Damien?
You love what in Boots?
Puss in...
Puss in Boots.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Alright, because I'm a cheating bastard, I have made... some adjustments
to the word animated.
The word 5. I was unable to narrow down 5.
So how many do you have?
So what I've done, because
So you've got 5.
I am wise.
Do you have 5 trilogies or 5?
No.
Oh no! Wow.
So I have my 5 best animes. 5 best CG. 5 best North American movies.
What's for the rest of the hand?
So that's 15. Well, get it over with.
Alright, you know what? You just do one first.
Alright, so in no particular order.
Which one is this?
This is the Japanese one. Alright. Because this one took the longest. And there was a lot of crying involved. Alright. So it goes Ghost in the Shell, Akira, Nausicaa.
That's a good one.
I didn't remember that one. I didn't think about that. Yeah.
And then DBZ, Broly movie. I think it's number 8.
Haven't watched that one.
Whatever the hell. I love that movie. And the last one is... The Cowboy Bebop movie. So that's my 5.
I almost put that in to tell you the truth. The Cowboy Bebop is really good.
I love that movie.
You don't know how much I love the soundtrack for Cowboy Bebop and that movie.
I love
that movie. Like, whoa.
So that's my 5 anime.
My top 5 animated films. I actually didn't have time to put this in any order. And of course, as I said, no Pixar allowed. So, yes, WALL-E would be my number 1, but... Persepolis, the awesome French film from last year, I think it was. About the Iranian, the girl and the Iran Revolution. I really liked it.
Your last one is so good. I didn't think of it. Oh, man.
As I said, pretend you can't read it. Akira, which is awesome. Nausicaa, awesome movie.
What a beat.
101 Dalmatians, the original animated film.
Seriously, where's this girl?
I really like that movie. And the movie Douglas has been talking about, A Nightmare Before Christmas. Tim Burton produced, the guy who did Caroline directed it. I love the music, I love the animation. I remember going to the theater with our grandmother to see this movie.
Did we?
Yes, I remember that very well.
I don't remember that, but I love it.
And I love this movie. I mean, Shrek 2 is an honorable mention. Anything made by Pixar is in the honorable mentions. Right. And I'm sure Miyazaki can make up a whole lot more.
Right. So come back to your list now. You've got 2 more lists for us.
Right, so CG is... this is gratuitous. It's not a good movie, so no one should watch it. This is the only caveat. It's the Final Fantasy VII Advent Children. If you love Final Fantasy VII, you'll understand why. Now, the other four are legitimate good movies. Nightmare...
Before Douglas, Christmas, yeah.
Andrew's movie. There is...
Wasn't that stop motion, though?
Which one?
CG. Same thing.
Which one? Which movie?
No. That's how I lumped them together. So that I could get it on. As long as it's not... It wasn't drawn, so...
Okay. Non-drawn animated films. War. Okay.
Thank you, Douglas. The Incredibles have to be there.
Of course.
The Finding Nemo also has to be there.
Which was explained in the last episode.
Also has to be there. And... The last one is Shrek. I love Shrek. I don't know what this is talking about. Shrek 2. What the hell is this? Probably this is. Alright, and then for American draw and whatever.
So you mean Disney?
Water. No, it's not. Well, is there anything else? Never mind. Iron Giant.
People like that, yeah.
Lion King.
Disney.
Phenomenal.
I didn't think of that. That is... Oh, movie. Yeah.
So I'm awesome. A little bunch of coconuts. Diddly diddly.
What's this you? Please work with this. The Empire's New Groove. There's people Disney. Who don't like that, but they're crazy people. There was...
Right, this is what happens when you
don't
know.
It's Lion King, Emperor's New Groove, Iron Giant,
Treasure Planet.
No. The South Park movie.
I was
just listening to Disney movies for
him. I was looking to see if he would ever come out to Disney.
And look, there is. What the hell is
Snow movie? White?
No.
Stop. Cinderella?
Yes. No.
Fantasia?
Could you?
Not Fantasia, no. Sorry. And yeah, Fantasia is it, right? Or is it Anastasia?
Fantasia is the Mickey Mouse one.
Anastasia with Meg Ryan.
I don't remember liking that movie.
I don't remember the film.
Alright, so it's 4. It's become 14.
Right.
You've given us ample Alright, well, moving on into the news of the week. There's this thing which came out today, AnyClip. It's this new search engine being created by these guys.
Google?
No, it's not being created Microsoft? By Google. No, not Microsoft.
Nobody cares.
No, but
actually, nobody cares about Microsoft either, to tell you the truth.
Fair enough, but at least they can load it onto Windows. They can make you care.
It's supposed to be a web thing, like a YouTube kind of site. I'm not sure how it's supposed to be loaded or anything. It's right now it's in beta and they're looking to try and get all the deals with all the studios so they can get the content.
I.e. it's not gonna happen.
Basically what it does is it has all of these clips online, but I think they store it as full films. And you can search for anything you want. Like, for example, they had an example where they were like, I remember this Woody Allen film where he talks about a dead shark. So they typed in Woody Allen dead shark and up came the 2-minute clip of a scene in Annie Hall where he spoke about relationships and how it's like a shark and stuff. And stuff like, what do you think about this idea as a website coming out?
It's never.
No, all right. Imagine one day it comes out.
Alright, so imagine Google gets behind this. And Google says, hey guys, here we want all of your movies. And we're going to put it on the internet for free. But people will only be able to see 2-minute clips of the movies. And the movie studios are going to look at Google and said, I think you're high off your ass once again. And the answer is no. You're going to pay, unless they're going to pay a subscription. And every time someone clicks my movie, I get some money. The answer is no. That is what's going to be.
Throwing out all the legal and the money problems.
Also, logic. This is going to be awesome. if logic is out, this could be phenomenal. Every time I want to see a clip of somebody fighting another person, old dirty kung fu, clip after clip after clip. Phenomenal. It's never going to happen.
Douglas?
Plus, we have this already. It's called YouTube.
Yeah, I don't know what I feel
but
about.
But it's not as meta-type as they want.
I don't know how I feel about this. It sounds like a useless service. But at the same time, there are very many useless services that I have come to love.
Twitter, so, Facebook, I am...
So, I'll give it a chance, but... To tell you the truth right now, I couldn't care less.
I don't see this working. If it works, then it's phenomenal. I might use it. As long as there's no social networking aspect, then
I think it's just like YouTube, where it's just clips after clips online that you can watch.
I don't want anybody recommending anything to me.
Maybe if you sign up for an account, don't do that stuff.
I don't care. No.
I like the idea. I want to watch clips after clips.
It's called Netflix.
But we can't do that.
And we probably won't be able to do that either.
It's very true. We talked about this already. It's kind of a funny story. The film that the guys from Half Nelson want to be doing.
So want to watch it.
Oh, yes, yes.
Zach Galifianakis has been added to the... is in talks to...
I'm not so thrilled.
Rumored to be in talks. Yes. Get it straight.
Like, he was in Gigantic. And that movie made no sense.
He was gigantic.
The weird guy.
Was he the homeless guy?
Yes, that was But he was in, of course,
The Hangover,
which was hilarious.
Probably one of my favorite comedies of all time at this point. So,
and I mean, it's supposed to be about a funny thing.
Hopefully,
so.
I don't.
And he definitely. Gives you that feeling during The Hangover that he knows how to play
I've seen a lot of his stand up and he's just wicked.
Mentioning stand up, I forgot to say, I saw Kevin Nealon's stand up this week.
Who?
The guy from Weeds, Doug.
Who?
He started out on SNL.
Oh. Who?
Yes, the owl in the room. There he does his stand.
Do you watch Weeds?
No. I
started
two seasons. Like I stopped in season 2.
But
okay, so you've seen it. Yes. So the accountant.
Oh, all
right. All right, you made it sound like you hadn't even seen the show at all. He calls it "Hear Me Out." You know, and he plays this funny. I think it's a really funny stand-up. I don't think it's awesome. Like. Jimmy Carr. I think he's awesome. But
is he Louis Black?
Louis Black. No, he's not Louis Black, but right. I definitely found some funny jokes. It was a good hour.
Hopefully, he has funny jokes.
But anyways, back to this. Galifianakis, yes. We already said yes to the project.
Hopefully. If it's not happening to people, hopefully they write him as a good character and he'll be funny. So, yeah.
Douglas?
Where's the trailer?
I don't know. We don't have one. They haven't started
don't
shooting.
Don't talk to me again until there's a trailer.
There's another Muppet movie apparently going to happen. Written by... Mm-hmm.
Did you not know this? Has this not been in the news for about a year and a half already?
No.
Yes, it has.
What are you
Douglas
talking about?
Douglas knew. He has clairvoyance.
No, I'm so serious. Search for Jason Segel and Muppets.
He's been begging to do it.
And you will see the rumors and the him talking and the them talking about how they want to do it.
And guess what?
And the things.
And guess what? This is the official announcement that it's happening.
Okay. We knew about it from like a year ago.
Don't worry. And we've never spoken about it. So I want to bring it up.
And you know what else?
What?
The sun is hot.
Oh, sugar. Uh-huh. Never mind.
Were you trying to play something into the mic?
Feel.
The iPhone.
My iPhone is so awesome. How awesome is my iPhone?
So yeah, Jason Segel, popular from How I Met Your Mother and other Judd Apatow stuff.
Other? As in, is How I Met Your Mother anything to do with Judd Apatow?
And he said,
I
don't know. Author.
Apatow. Other. Implying that thing is his. Because it would have to be if other things...
Do you teach English? You teach math, right? Could you move this along?
It's like if I said, I'm talking to Andrew and other men. You would assume that Andrew is a man. And then if I said I'm talking to Andrew and other women, you'd say, but Andrew's not a woman.
What?
Damien right. already asked where my skirt is.
So. Jason Segel is doing a Muppet movie. There's no trailer moving on.
So you only like trailers is what you're saying?
No, because when there's a trailer, then I know the movie's actually coming out. And until then, I don't care.
But what do you think of the Muppets, Douglas?
20 years ago, when I was a child, it was awesome. 10 years ago, when I saw it again, I said, oh, it's pretty good. I don't really don't care. Muppets aren't relevant in today's society. No one cares.
Muppets are childish and wholesome fun.
Yeah, and that is what...
I'm trying to remember where that's from.
Remember where that's from. I just said it. No, it's not from anywhere.
Oh.
It's from my mouth. Yes. So... No, I'm fine with a new Muppets movie, especially if it's written by Jason Segel. I love the guy. I fell in love with him. He wrote Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Okay.
I fell in love with him because of that movie.
And that whole thing at the end with the vampire Muppets thing.
Yeah, that was him, actually. That song was his song. He wrote that.
So do that for Muppets?
Exactly. Sir, you have my blessing.
Oh, you know. No, go, Jason.
We've gone through like 3 news items in like 2 minutes, I think.
Good, yes. Let us keep up this rapid news.
Oh, I see Jay Chandrasekhar. I like this. What is this about?
Apparently, he's going to be directing a new film called.
You know, he directed an episode of Chuck.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, let's
and
keep going.
That's when he started to like it.
So this dude whose name I'll probably mask us, so we'll take Douglas's pronunciation. Shotgun Wedding is the new film he's gonna be directing, and
does it have anything to do with Broken Lizard?
No, I think he's breaking away.
Is there a trailer?
No, there isn't.
And he's just directing, or is he acting, or writing, or
anything? Probably going to.
So far, it's saying it's directed, and he wrote it along with David Gilchrist, who I don't know who the frig that is.
Gilchrist or Gilchrist?
G-I-L-Crest. C-R-E-A-S-T.
Oh, okay, okay.
He also directed an episode of Psych, Chuck. He directed Bearfest, Super
that
Troopers,
he did. That he
and
did.
Club Dread.
Yeah, I know. Well, I have to watch it again just to make sure, but I'm
Whatever.
Pretty sure that was not
right.
that good.
This dude did Bearfest and Super Troopers dances, yes. Where's my trailer?
Two great Broken Lizard films.
Bearfest better.
Trailer.
No, I don't think so.
Let's not have this
Super
argument
Super Troopers
again.
Was so trailer. Much more awesome.
Have we had this argument?
Yes, we have.
Have we?
Yes. And we're not having it again. Andrew's wrong. Douglas is right. Let's move on.
Back to saying
no,
Broken
no,
Lizard awesome.
moving past Broken Lizard then. Spider-Man, the next Spider-Man films are going to be happening. Yeah. And Bruce Campbell, it's been saying that he'll be having a bigger role. Probably a villain, they say.
What? Oh, really? I didn't read that. I saw the bigger role part, but villain?
Yeah, they're saying possibly a villain.
But he's always played, like...
Happy actor, man.
Yeah, he's played three different roles. You could assume that they're the same guy.
That's what people are saying. They're saying that it's possible that they're going to try and write it in that it's the same dude and he's just jumping job to job.
Yeah.
But we love Bruce Campbell, me and you, Douglas.
Of course. He's in Burn Notice. Yeah. And I love all his evening
trashy movies.
I haven't seen My Name is Bruce, so I should watch it.
That movie
was okay.
Fair enough. I love Burn Notice. He's in Burn Notice.
Yeah, he's in Burn Notice. That's awesome.
Alright, you primitive screwheads, listen up. This is my boomstick!
Yes, and that was.
Wow. I just downloaded an app for Bruce Campbell. Actually, no. What it is it just came out like today or yesterday or sometime very recent.
What's the name of the app so people can get it?
It's Army of Darkness Soundboard. It's a bunch of quotes from Bruce Campbell when he's playing Army of Darkness.
Question: is it random quotes or did you pick that quote to play?
I picked that quote to play, but you see, there are a bunch of squares. Let me see. Where's the camera? Am I in front of the camera yet? You guys can see there's a bunch of... I'm not in front of the camera. This is ridiculous. There's a bunch of squares there with a bunch of...
So it's an iPhone app.
So you can actually... you can actually choose which quote you want.
Okay, like a soundboard.
Like there's...
Like if they made that app, you know?
A soundboard. Give me sugar,
baby. Do you have S-Mart?
Of course I do.
Play S-Mart.
Could you get back to the news?
Shop S-Mart.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, I got to do that on air. Okay. My life is now complete.
If only it was a podcast, then you know Andrew could cut it in.
I can put it in properly, but I'm sure I'm going to leave it trashy.
So Spider-Man 4
and Spider-Man 5.
Hopefully this one is good. And we can move on.
Yeah, I like Bruce Campbell. They've been words that they're not going to interfere as much as they
are. There won't be 19 villains and no dancing. Let's go.
Is there any other news I want to mention? No.
Is there anybody else?
Well, we could mention that Robert Downey is probably going to be in Harvey.
Oh yeah, I do have that here. Whoops, sorry. Yeah. there have been rumoring Robert Downey Jr. to play the lead in the Harvey remake.
No.
No, the damn it.
Damn it.
So I was going to ask you what you thought about it, because you're the only one who's seen the original. I promised to watch it this week. I never got around to it. So why no to Robert Downey?
Because Robert Downey Jr., no matter how good he is, he always plays Robert Downey Jr.
Yes. So we just talked about that.
And while it may be comedic to see him speak to an imaginary life-size rabbit, there's no reason to remake Harvey. The movie's phenomenal and should be left alone. Just like Casablanca and Rear Window and a lot of those timeless classics that should remain timeless classics and shouldn't be bastardized by studios because they want money. How are they going to market an Invisible Rabbit movie with Robert Downey Jr.? Let me tell you, they're going to make it a comedy and it will never work. People who have seen the original are going to hate it, and people who are seeing it for the first time are going to go, why on earth did they make...
Has Dave Disney brainwashed you?
No.
Is that what this is?
We don't agree on a lot. He still believes in living in 2001 or something.
You should,
he lives in
I
the
know
past
you don't listen to the podcast
technology.
But, well, I don't have to because I'm on them.
Well, for the ones that you missed.
Well,
I listen
one
to them. I
there's
to
only
them
one that I've missed, one. Okay?
Right, so
and that probably isn't online yet.
It is.
It is what?
It is online.
Andrew has been good
for a while. It's been there since, I think, Sunday.
Yeah. I just kind of assumed it was not.
It's not your fault.
I haven't checked the RSS feed.
Right. So Dave believes in lanterns.
I saw one, but people, I thought that was from like 3 weeks
people
ago.
People riding horses, you know, the past technology, past equipment. And I was trying to tell him that we live in the future. But he won't listen.
Wow. No, I saw that, but you see, seeing as you have a track record, so when I see that, I say, oh, this is the show from 3 weeks ago.
So, Harvey, please, dear Lord, don't, please, don't make over. Why? Why?
Spielberg,
anyway. Make something good known, leave. Go and help them with Transformers again. Leave good movies alone.
Whoa. Alright, I'll push this in since we have so much time. These new images came out from Zhang Yimou's Blood Simple remake, which they're calling Three Guns. Okay. Now, we've all seen Blood Simple.
No.
You haven't seen Blood Simple?
What on earth is Blood Simple?
It's the Coen Brothers film. The first one.
Coen Brothers movie.
Oh, I see some Chinese.
Yeah, that's what I was getting to.
This is a remake.
This is the remake of Blood Simple. Zhang, the guy who directed House of Flying Daggers and... Curse of the Golden Flower. I think he did Hero as well.
Did he do Hero? I was not 100% sure of that.
Not sure. I love that movie.
I thought that movie was okay. Yeah, I kind of liked it.
So images came out for the remake. Now you can see there's this woman. It's on Slash Film.
It's that Chinese chick.
This Chinese
appears to be
a three-barreled gun. I'm putting a link in the chat so people can see it. Go to it and look at woman with a gun. And there's this other person with like pajamas on walking out.
Pinks. Don't say that.
And then
racist.
There's this person who looks so much like Jackie Chan to me, but I don't think it's
really. Oh, so you're saying they all look really the same? Is that it? Come on, Andrew.
He has his sword and all the armor. Like, this just looks insane compared to what the original is.
Alright, so I won't be watching this. Thank God it's a Japanese movie, I'll never have to see.
Actually, I probably will watch it. I'd like to see how these pictures tie in with what I've seen.
And it says here in the article, in the last paragraph, it says, when they announced the film, they called it Amazing Tales Three Guns, and said that the film would be have two clear parts, one a comedy and the other a thriller.
Right. Sounds like it's going to be... Right.
Okay. Well, anyway, I believe we have some trailers to talk about.
Zhang Yimou, yeah, he did direct Hero.
Yes, yay. I was right for once.
So I like Wholesome Flying
Even though
Daggers,
I could not.
I love Heroes and Curse of the Golden Flower is supremely boring.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't like that one. Trailers that came out this week, there weren't that many that I liked. I thought we could start out with Paranormal Activity.
Girlfriend Katie, she thinks there's something in the house. I don't know.
You believe me, right?
I think we're gonna have a very interesting time capturing whatever paranormal phenomena is occurring or is not occurring.
Well,
we'll never watch
truth.
Looks very stupid.
To tell you the truth, Andrew, if you say there weren't many you liked, that implies there were some you liked. And if there were some you liked, why aren't they on this podcast? Because these two trailers are horrid, okay? You know your trailer
especially
is bad,
the
or no?
First one.
Yeah, yeah.
When
for this one, for Paranormal. Exactly. You know your movie is bad when you have to prove to people watching the trailer that
people
other people
afraid.
Who watched the movie were liked it. Okay.
You see people with their, like, covering their mouths and you know, holding their head. Oh my God, it's so scary. Because you could not pay those people. Those couldn't have been extras that you hired off the street. Come watch this movie and pretend to be scared for $10. And you're like, what are you doing? Nothing? I'll take $10.
And I think that's the funniest part because at first I was wondering, is the movie me going to be watching other people watching a movie?
You're right. And then I realized, no, it's just a shitty movie.
And I think the only trailer that ever did this earlier this year was...
My Bloody Valentine's.
Yeah, that one. And that one was better because all it was really showing you was the actual fact that it was 3D.
It actually wasn't better.
It wasn't better?
It's just as
bad. So this trailer is better than...
No, it's just as bad.
So they're...
Yeah, they're pretty shitty.
But which one is shittier?
No, there's, yeah, there, it's too hard to tell.
Yeah,
they're so bad, it's kind of amazing.
So but what I find stupid is that, alright, taking away from the
outside of the name
watching,
of the movie,
the name
and the
of
premise
the movie,
of the movie,
the watching the people
the
watching
trailer,
the movie.
Right.
Alright, the trailer, there's this one shot where you see, like, the bed sheet turn over.
Yeah, and
like,
oh, that could have been a fan. And then the door blows over.
Oh, my God, breeze! Like, this movie is just going to be so trashy. What's that thing called? Blair Witch Project all
yeah.
over again.
Oh, Lord.
And I remember hearing people talk about a film recently and how the marketing was a good thing about Blair Witch Project, where they had all the actors sign that they could not make any public appearance for like a year. They had to pretend that they were all dead so people would believe it. And people were going around all going like, fuck, that shit was real. Trust me, I read it.
Did they really sign that?
Yeah.
Because I totally saw the cast on Jay Leno like a week after it.
No, it wasn't a week after. It was before the year. But it was because there was some mix-up, because some family member of one of the cast bought into the hype and everything and was going insane and was going to all sorts of reporters and courts and stuff, and eventually they had to come out.
Going to all sorts of courts to say what?
These people killed my right. cousin, whatever.
What? Now, could we stop
Wait,
straight
sorry.
Up? From
No.
Look here, I don't care about the Blair Witch Project. Do we?
That's
this,
retarded.
Even so, it's a miracle. They buy the teddy bear and Snuggies. The hell you mean by it? Of course, they're white people dumb enough to do that. But the trailer is still bad. All of this that we're talking about doesn't hide the fact that both these trailers are bad. Except the second trailer have two people I respect.
Remind me which one. Oh, yes, right.
Right.
Let's introduce this one.
And
the second trailer is what the hell
Stone.
Is it?
Stone with
Which
Robert
is a terrible
De Niro
name,
and
yeah.
Edward Norton.
I'm no criminal. I don't even belong in here. I've got God in my life now. I'll never do it again. I spent my whole adult life listening to this waste. Nobody changes. Nothing gets better.
It's too late to start over.
Enjoy life. You've earned it.
I don't want to say Gerald now, but I prefer Stone.
Stone, do you think you've changed?
These scrubs in here, they're all innocent, right?
Mm-hmm.
At least I admit we did it.
And I was so looking forward to this trailer because
Edward Norton is playing Eminem, I think.
Yeah, I think so. But I was looking forward to this because I love, and I know I'm probably in the minority here, but I really do love their previous movie, The Score.
I'm with you.
It is not a great, you know, film, but I can just watch that anytime. It's one of those films, it's so just fun to watch it. I love it.
I'm an Edward Norton fanboy, and I'm going to watch this movie because of that, and pray, hope against hope, that this movie is actually watchable. But this trailer is doing nothing to convince me.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that Mila Jovovich might actually come in a good... What is it?
It's Jovovich. Actually, it's
whatever.
It's really Jovovich. I just found that out the other day because she was saying her name and she said it with a Y.
This is how it's like here. Hopefully she ends up in a good movie. But this movie doesn't look like it's going to be that.
She's only been in one. Well, maybe two.
Resident Evil.
Resident Evil.
Yes. She's been in all
Resident,
of them.
Yeah, but they weren't good.
No, I'm talking about... She's not been in any good movie. What good movie are you talking
Fifth
about?
Element.
No, that doesn't count.
Yes, it does. Why does it not count?
No, because that movie is exempt.
Because it's what? A good
no,
movie?
No, that's Love
she
Averages.
Zoolander.
Love Averages. Zoolander is
Zoolander
was a fun
he
movie.
Got
I love the movie, but it's not a good
she
movie.
She was in He Got Game. She was in Dazed and
yeah,
Confused.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
She was
oh,
in
I
Chaplin.
Know she was in Dazed
oh.
and Confused.
Alright, never mind.
I kind of like that movie. Right, what's
so
the last one you said?
Okay. Chaplin, the
so no,
Robert Downey Jr. film.
Shitty movies.
Robert Downey
right,
Jr.
What?
He plays Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, Chaplin. I didn't
yeah.
hear you. Sorry.
Okay. So I was thinking that I was just remembering Resident Evil movies and some other shitty movies that she's done. But clearly she's been in some decent movies, so she's allowed to
yeah, but come on. She's
movies.
Been in movies for a long time. And if you can only, in that long period of time, get four, that's not saying much.
So?
Okay.
There's people who've been in there a long time and have zero.
What's 45?
What? Right, so now we've breezed through both these trailers. They're terrible trailers. So I guess you don't like them. No, you don't like any of them.
We can't, I don't even want to hear it.
I'm whatever it is you're going
yes.
No, I will be heard.
No, you will not be. You know what? I will hear you on Paprika. Right. Tell me what you thought
our
about Paprika.
Our feature reviews, Paprika. It's an anime chosen by Andrew. Andrew, what are your thoughts on Paprika?
So my thoughts on Stone.
Not funny. Paprika.
Are that Edward Norton
plays them on him.
And Robert Downey Jr. is not in this film. Robert De Niro. Oh, I thought you were going to keep going. Robert De Niro looks really stupid. Eminem looks really stupid. And Mila Jovovich looks really good.
Okay.
You know, if you Google
her
name...
I meant, like, sexually attractive.
Right. Yes, yes, I understand.
You know, if you Google her name, pictures come up.
Yes.
You can look at those pictures all the time.
Fairly revealing pictures,
Skins,
actually.
You can go to skins.be and look for high-res wallpapers. I guarantee it. You're a sick man.
Paprika. All right, and so our feature review of the week is Paprika. And this is the anime film directed by Satoshi Kon.
Okay, so
he also directed
about
Perfect Blue, which I think is an awesome movie.
No, no way.
Okay, so tell us what this movie is about and what you thought about it.
It's about this.
I need to hear this. I still love this movie.
The funny thing is, when I came home on Monday. Mm. And then we talked about it Monday night, and he said, "Oh, because you're not here, I chose a movie, I being Andrew, and it's Paprika." And I said to him, "Andrew, I've seen pieces of that movie. It don't look that good." But he's like, "No, it's okay, because you won't have time." I was like, "I'll choose something better." He said, No. Okay, keep going.
So, Paprika, it's about this new invention that people have created where they can go into your dreams and see them and...
The DC Mini.
The DC Ooh. Mini.
You know what this is like? This is, have you ever watched this movie, Cell? With
J-Lo.
Jennifer Lopez. Yes. And yes, that's what this movie is.
Dear God.
Except, no, sorry, it's still bad. Keep going, Andrew.
I don't even have any feeling to continue. I feel like just turning off the podcast now and just going to sleep. Damon can walk to work.
Right.
No longer
trust your judgment.
Paprika. They have the DC Mini and it's been stolen and people... And what's happening is the technology is fairly new. They haven't tested everything with it. And people are shoving people into dreams and hallucinations, and then they're hurting themselves and other people, and craziness is happening. Reality is merging with dreams, and all sorts of madness is going on. The movie doesn't make much sense.
This is the worst explanation.
Alright, hold on, let me just take the plot from IMDb.
Yes, because you know IMDb usually does such a fantastic job.
When a machine that allows therapists to enter their patients' dreams is stolen, all hell breaks loose. Only a young female therapist can stop it. Paprika.
Okay. So, what did you think about this movie?
There's pretty colors.
Yeah, the movie is pictures. Visually amazing. I liked that about it. And Satoshi Kon, I've seen his previous film, Perfect Blue, which I like. And the one thing that I like about that movie is it's a complete mindfuck film. It.
You know what I hate about films like that? People always say that, and I say, oh, really? Let me watch this movie, and it isn't. Because it makes perfect sense. People are just stupid. Keep going.
No, I don't mean it's a mindfuck film in that it doesn't make sense. That's not what I mean when... I mean that it just takes ideas that you may have thought of, but it takes them to another level, and the amount of thought that you put in trying to figure out what's going on...
So you were high when you watched
mind. That's what I call a mindfuck film. Is like people just call mindfuck films that don't make sense?
No. It's exactly what you say. And like it's hard to figure out what's going on. But I watch those movies and I'm like, 5 minutes in, oh, I bet you this happens. Guess what?
Anyways, yeah. And I think it's only a logical progression. I think this one is after Perfect Blue. He made this one. It has to be because it was there. Yeah, I'm an idiot. That he makes a film in which it delves into people's minds, and then those thoughts start oozing out into reality and start merging with other people's thoughts, and craziness goes on. But in the end, I think, like, I loved the first half of the film when they were just exploring the idea of you being able to enter people's minds and seeing all of these beautiful scenes and visuals and stuff. But when it came to the second half and it was all about saving the day stuff, like, that stuff made no sense. And I can't give that the thumbs up, no. Visually, yes. Idea, yes. Execution, no.
Damien?
Alright. So Andrew already gave you guys a pretty good idea of what this film is. The setup for this movie was alright. It was about, you know, therapists trying to help people by entering their dreams and you were able to record the dreams and play it back to the patients, and then you could look and you could talk to them and say, you know, why is this happening, and then something went haywire, of course, and so there were other people using this technology, except they could enter dreams of people who, because it's a two-way system, they could enter dreams of people who weren't using the same technology, so they could enter anyone's dreams.
Well, within a certain amount,
right,
of
within a certain, right, yeah, radius and certain limitations. The problem with this movie is that at some point they decided that reality was going to merge. The dream world had to merge with the real world, and they didn't. You can see that, as soon as that happened, that was basically the jump in the shark moment, and the movie just, it kind of just went from there. It kept getting more outrageous and using less and less logic and it stopped explaining things, how things happened, why was this happening, how does the dream world and the real world merge, how can people take control of what. None of this was explained. It was just, psychedelic visual. The tagline for this movie is, this is your brain on anime. And that is a stupid tagline, for one. And two, it doesn't help explain anything that happens in this movie. And at the end of the movie, nothing at all is explained. They just have this grand set piece, and then the movie ends, and you're left wondering why you sat down for an hour and a half watching this nonsense and you could have watched something else.
Yeah.
Douglas?
Well, this movie is odd.
It's bad.
Now, Andrew, you know I like odd movies.
Do you?
You know I do. We have discussed this at length, both on and off the podcast. Yes. Well, let's say first, I will agree with both of you and say that the animation in this movie and the way that they combined it with computer graphics was fantastic. It was beautiful. It looked really good. But and the dream thing, it could have worked.
Yes.
Yes, it could have. It's a cool little concept, going into people's dreams, and then you have this problem because all of these dreams are whatever. But I had a major problem in that there was no real, and you said this, not just an explanation, but you couldn't even, with the tools or with the situation and the things that have happened that they have presented to you, come up with a somewhat logical reason or possible scenario how or why these things could happen. I mean, for example, they had there was a point where all of a sudden random people's dreams would just come together. Not sure why. But you know what? I can understand that because from before they said, okay, we figured out that these guys, because this system is kind of flawed, these guys can now go into other people's dreams that have only been connected for a little bit. So that sort of makes sense. Okay, people's dreams merging. Fine. Then they have this thing where, boy, you can somehow kill this person in a dream because they get pulled out of their dream and they become a shell. That don't make no sense. However, I can even see that in the sense of you think of, well, you know, exactly, a Matrix type thing where the soul is being pulled out of the body and if it's too far away, alright, that kind of sort of makes sense.
Survive without the mind or something.
Exactly. So, okay, so far we're okay. I mean, it's odd, but it looks good and you can kind of grasp at things. So, okay, we're okay. This is the first maybe 45 minutes to an hour. So we're fine here. If it stopped here and had like a little something for closure, fine. This would be an okay movie. Mm-hmm. But then they decided, you know what? Screw everything. I'm going to make it so that the dream world will just pop up in the real world. Or I'm not even sure if it's a real world. It could be a second dream world that is above the dream world that everybody was dreaming in because they all fell asleep at the same time.
And can I ask how stupid it was that they just brought in those bartenders?
Yes.
Whimsically.
Yes, the bartenders that are actually internet programs but somehow became real people that then helped to save the... What the hell? Come on. But, yeah, I didn't understand that at all. And you know what's kind of weird too? The fact that... Okay, Paprika is a character that exists only in the dream world. She is almost like an avatar for this... I don't even know if she's a psychiatrist, but she's a doctor and somebody.
She exists in the real world
called Miss Chiba.
Right.
But no, I'm just saying that Paprika is the avatar for Chiba, right? However, Chiba will be walking around in what I only assume to be, because this movie is so weird. This, I have to say, is an assumption on my part. She's walking around in the real world, and then all of a sudden, Paprika will kind of pop up and say, "Hey, don't do that. Because somebody's about to drop on you." Or, you know, maybe you shouldn't talk to this guy because that's a bad move.
They were playing it up as like a split personality kind of deal.
I know, but that would have worked if everything else made sense. Now that everything is all over the place and doesn't make sense anymore, I'm looking at this more closely and saying, what the hell is that too?
The ending of this movie. The ending of this movie is... so ridiculous and nonsensical that there's no real villain in this movie until an hour in, and
there is a villain.
It's
and
just
you know what?
They don't know that.
You don't know who the villain is, but it happens in a lot of movies. That's fine.
But he is the worst established villain, and then he's. Because he clearly doesn't know how the technology works, because it's still in a development stage. I don't understand how he went from, wanting to, I guess, control the dream world all on his own, to whatever the hell he was at the end of the movie. I mean, the movie is just...
so far gone that there's just no way. There's, I mean, you know, you the like the director was leaving you breadcrumbs, and then the breadcrumbs led to a cliff, and that was just it. There was just at some point there was just this wall that came up, and nothing else made sense. And
in the middle of all of these things, the cop finally made peace with his dead friend. Which I thought was a... I didn't like how they wrote him into the story. Like, I mean, I found
it... started the story. He was the first patient.
I thought that would be fine as an introduction to the technology and the idea.
Mm-hmm.
But, and maybe as like a side throwaway, but how they wrote him into the ending of how the whole overcoming the villain thing wasn't a fan.
It's more stupid.
One scene that I found fairly... visually shocking and just made me think like holy crap, like it just looked shocking to me, like don't put on any audio or anything, just look at it, was the scene where what's his name, Osanai, put his hand into Paprika.
Oh yeah, that was actually really yeah,
that looked really cool, and at the same time I was like holy shit, what the freak.
yeah, that's true like for the whole time he was doing it I thought to myself, what is he doing, and as he finished I said, oh that's what he's doing. So you kind of got that, so that was kind of neat.
But yeah, that's what I think this movie has in spades, the visuals.
So I hope I have for one interesting shot.
And can I say the opening credit sequence? No.
Andrew, nothing annoyed me. This movie is good. Nothing. The movie doesn't make sense. It is very pretty, but I mean, Ponyo is very pretty. Ponyo is actually good.
Oh.
Have you seen Ponyo?
Still haven't watched it.
But you, instead of saying, man, why don't we watch Ponyo? I review Ponyo, something that pretty much universally people have gone, yeah, this movie's awesome. You decided. No. Mm-mm.
I could have said Easy Virtue, remember?
Yes. I like that movie. Douglas probably would have hated it.
What's that? Easy Virtue. I actually saw it. It came out on DVD the other day. And I thought about getting it because I like some of the people in there. But I don't know. It was, so you say it was okay?
Yeah, I like the movie.
I'll watch it. Sometime.
Alright, so I guess we can just wrap it up there. Unless there's anything else you guys want to talk about.
Watch Ponyo instead.
You're just going to keep playing clips, aren't you? So that's the End of Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damon.
And this is Douglas.
As usual, you can find all my stuff at gmanreviews.com, and you can find me on Twitter at gmanreviews.
And Facebook.
And Facebook, of course. And of course, I'm on Twitter. My name is DJR. Lost his name.
Where you cannot find Andrew is at work.
I'm looking.
Alright.
As usual, you can hear us live on Wednesday nights at 10 PM Eastern Standard Time on Ustream. You can find all the podcast episodes on gmanreviews.com, and you can follow us via iTunes, Podcast Alley, or the RSS feed. So yeah, that's all we really had to do today. Well, thanks for listening and good night. When you came in, the air went out, and every shadow